crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs will burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kosanek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's a blind for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. 91.5
WMFO
in Medford. And I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle playing deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, tons of local rock if you like. 855-915-963. 36 is the number. We lost another great one this year. Mr. Jay Giles. Not Peter Wolf, not the lead singer, but Jay Giles, lead guitarist, leader of the band. Passed away at age of 71 the other day. And I didn't get to do much prep work for this and just kind of jumped in the seat. We got my favorite turntable is down, so I can't play a lot of nice, juicy albums I have out there.
Oh, I spread them all out.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I was looking. I'm like, oh, I want to hear this song. I want to hear this song.
Right. We probably have most of that in Rivendell, our audio files here. But since I just jumped in the seat, we got to look at that.
The wooba gooba.
We got to look at that. I'm going to be your woofa goofa today.
I can't say that will confuse people.
Yeah.
It was Jay Giles, not...
Peter Wolf, Peter man. Wolf. Yeah, Peter Wolf is still alive.
Yes.
And well. So, what would you like to hear? We're going to do a big Giles block. So, just off the top of my head, one of my favorite ones. And it looks like it's a little longer than the studio version that I'm used to. I'm not sure what it is.
Is it One Last Kiss?
It's from the anthology, so it could be anything. But we will play One Last Kiss, though. I love that. And somebody did request that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, check out the Facebook page.
The Facebook thingy?
A Crash Course for the Raiders. I just can't wait.
Another good one.
Woo! MFO. And, yes, rest in peace, Mr. Jay Giles. WMFO just got a call from Cameron. He wanted to hear Love-itis. I don't remember that one. Love-itis. He said it kind of funny, too. It must be spelled strange. Well, what would love... Of course, it's spelled strange, because what is love-itis, right? Maybe you can just look...
Swelling of love? Love-itis?
Something. Can you maybe look that... I'll look it up, too. But in the meantime, we'll play something else. And, we're going to do a Jay Giles block. You can add into this, too. Cameron didn't want to go on the air. You can if you want. 855-915-9636. What's that?
You said you wanted me to look it up. You don't have it on Rivendell? Or?
I'm going to look it up. I don't know the spelling. So.
It's the word love and then second word itis.
Let's see. I'll look it up right now, I guess.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Love. I know love stinks will come up. I got it.
You You got it. Okay.
There we go. Instant request for Cameron. And I know people were asking for other stuff. I know Billy Connors asked for something. Mike Stewart's in there.
I'll look it all up.
We'll get to him. I'm a little mixed up. I got love-itis. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Couple there going out to, I think that was, yes, David Roach. Good request there. Jay Giles Band Block. Big Jay Giles Band Block. Started it off with Just Can't Wait. Then we had a call and request for Love-itis from Cameron. One Last Kiss. And Wait go out to David Roach. Michael Stewart asked for a couple. First I look in the purse. I don't know why. I just never liked that song. Sorry. I don't know. Why aren't you up, Marie? Come on.
I don't know.
Hey.
You have finger work. I don't know.
I can't love everything, all right? But we do love J-Giles, and we're... Bummer, J-Giles died. What was his real name? Warren? Yeah. Let's do this correctly. Right. So many posts on Facebook. Where is the one? There it is.
Actually, his last name was Giles. His middle name is Warren.
I thought it was. I know I said it at one point. Is it Warren? Look it up on Wikipedia,
it's John,
please.
Warren Giles.
Yeah, so isn't his last name Warren?
No, it's Giles.
Is it? Mm-hmm. So it's Warren is his middle name. And his first name is what again?
John.
But we know him as J. Giles. Thank you for your music, J. Giles. We love you. Hopefully the rest of the band can carry on. With you know, it's fortunate Peter Wolf seems very healthy. I got to meet him a couple years ago over at ZLX and the ZLX stations. He took over, and he still did his thing like he used to. That's how he started. He started like me and the Woofa Goofa.
And then he became a lead singer of a band like you.
Yes, we got a lot in common. Mike Stewart did have a great request, though. So, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to put you through that, but here is your 10-minute request.
There you go.
So, it serves you right to suffer on MFO. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. MFO.
Serve you right to suffer, baby. Serve you right. You gonna live alone. Serve you right to be alone. Serve you right to suffer. Serve you right to be alone. Got me on the good day, but I know your good day is gone, baby. Popping pills by morning, drinking booze at night. 3 days later, baby, you're such an ugly sight. You got me feeling so bad, baby, you drove me out of my mind. You have me feeling so bad, baby, I was walking on borrowed time. Now wait a minute, this is the best part of the whole song. I went to see the doctor, baby, find out what he gonna do. Went to see the doctor, baby, find out what he gonna do. Doctor got my own. Now watch it here. Doctor got my own, baby. Got my own milk. Got my own cream. You know I'm drinking alcohol. Doctor got my own, baby. Got my own milk. Got my own cream. You know I'm drinking alcohol, baby. That's the wild, 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 got my mind, babe. I know you got my mind, babe. You got my mind, mister. Senda, 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 senda. We gotta do a little Muddy Waters style on. Yeah. Gotta take it to Southside Chicago, baby. On a licking stick, Mr. Magic Dick. Little Chicago style, come on, man. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, a huge Jake Isles block. In fact, I'm going to do a whole hour because in honor of Jake Isles, guitarist for the Jake Isles Band and leader. Such great music. I always think of parties with Jake Isles Band. It's like the ultimate party band. Them and like B-52s, another real party band. Totally different styles, though. Jake Isles getting really bluesy there with an old John Lee Hooker number. Serves you right to suffer. Thank you, Mike Stewart. Great request. Before that, it was Wait, One Last Kiss for David Roach, and Loveitis for Cameron. And I'm trying to get all the great requests I can. This one goes out to, I believe it was Ivan Retroff. Speaking of parties, beautiful day out there, too. I actually have the door of the studios open over here. Music blaring. Beautiful out. Take the T-tops off. Light a big J in honor of Jake Isles. And get to that house party. If you don't have a house party to get to, start one right now. It's Jake Isles.
We are going to blow your face out.
fuck you, John Warren J. Giles Jr. We love you. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, we lost him the other day. John Warren J. Giles Jr., an American guitarist best known as the leader of the J. Giles Band. Growing up in the New York metropolitan area, Giles became interested in jazz and blues music. After moving to Massachusetts for his college education, he formed the J. Giles Blues Band while still a student at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. After dropping the word blues from their name, the band released their first album in 1970, performing soul and rhythm and blues influenced rock music for most of the 1970s, before changing styles to new wave music in the 1980s. After the band broke up in 1985, Giles left performing to take up restoration and racing of automobiles with occasional forays into music production. He continued to appear in reunion tours with the rest of his band sporadically during the 2000s and 2010s. He died of natural causes at the age of 71 on April 11th, 2017 at his home in Groton, Massachusetts. Well, our hearts and thoughts go out to Giles and his family. But the music will live on forever, right, Marie?
Right, Brian.
91.5 WMFON Medford. We do have at least a couple more requests. And then, you know, if you heard, like, hey, you know, I was going to check out Brian's show, but this isn't, like, that punky stuff I heard he does. Yeah, we'll get more, like, we'll get a lot punkier in the second hour, right, Marie?
Right you are, Brian.
What are you looking at? You're enthralled with something. Nothing?
I just got my face on Facebook.
Okay. That's where it belongs. That's why it's called Facebook, right? The usual place. This one goes out to Billy Connors. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, if you have a request, 855-915-9636.
Please be there. understand it. I just can't understand it. I just don't understand it. And I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away the days you were mine. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Oh, yeah. Well, I must have got.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.